You know what I'm saying? Shopper's Corner. At the end of the day, in spite of all the bullshit, life is good, honey. Yes, it is, honey. Life is good. Okay? And I want people to know that because it really is. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I don't want to minimalize any kind of pain, trauma, or heartache that anybody's going through. But I know one thing's for sure and two things for certain. Every day above ground is a good day. And every new day is a day to become a better person if that's what you choose to be, bitch. Because some people don't. You know what I'm saying? But I went through some things, like I told you a few days ago, with my family. And I expressed that on Chapel's Corner. And Yvonne, Reagan, I love y'all so much. I stay friends with y'all, my family, like dead ass. And Chapel's Corner, period, is my family. I don't want to... Listen, if y'all too shy, y'all too intimidated to talk to somebody, and if every time y'all hit me up, y'all going to talk about some anonymous and y'all don't want to be shouted the motherfucking out, what I'm supposed to do about it, bitch? You know I still love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. But Yvonne and Reagan, they was here. They reached out to me. And Yvonne, I told you. I said, girl, I said, bitch, don't cry. I'm a rager. And I yell more than I cry. And I want to say this. What I wanted to say about that, when I thought about that, when I talked to you, Yvonne, I wanted to say this. And I want to share a Chapel's Corner this. Please don't feel or take that to say that Chapel don't cry. Chapel cries. Okay? A few times a year. Okay? And that's not to say, oh, if you cry all the time, you're a bitch. Or if you cry all the time, you're a pussy. Or you, excuse my language, I'm just talking about how the world would say it. I wouldn't say that to you. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm saying. I would never say that. But I know people be like, oh, you're crying all the time. I feel like you should get your feelings out. Chapel's Corner is all about expressing yourself, opinions, flaws and all. My listeners accept me. Even some of them that supposedly hated me along the way. At some point, you're still listening to me. Hi, boo. Love you. Hate you, love you, love you, hate you, love to fucking love you, love to fucking hate you, or whatever. But going back to what I was saying, like, you know, you got to express your feelings. So when I was talking about my mother the other day, before I talk about any other thing else, which, this is the only thing I want to talk about, is that, and to bring it back, because I want to talk to everybody, okay? I was going through something, I felt very betrayed by my family. But one thing's for sure, two things for certain, even though it was my mother, and it was my boyfriend and my son's father. Really, it was my mother that I felt I was most betrayed by because I felt like she called the police on me. But I feel like I'm trying to understand my mother now. My mother has been in healthcare for 30 years. I think she felt like as erratic as I was that night, even though, like I said, it was my boyfriend who was egging me on. He was doing this thing, this new poisonous, toxinous thing with social media where they're like filming everything. It's okay to film stuff, but certain things don't need to be filmed. Like if you're having a fight with your girlfriend or she's having a situation, you don't need to film things. You know, certain things with filming and all that is very toxic. It could lead to other things. You know, my boyfriend lives on Worldstar and he shows me videos all the time that he should know better. Like I'm an empath. Like I don't want to see certain things. It's going to bother me. I'm a passionate person. I don't care if it's not me. I'm still thinking about it, bro. I go to bed thinking about things or stories that I've read. You know, you cannot show me certain things. You see, this Saisha, you see that thing that's going on with that girl, Saisha from American Idol with them taking her babies? Oh, Chapel's Corner, if I talk about them, break down and cry. See, this is what I'm talking about, Yvonne. Certain things I cry. I do cry. I cry when I need to, you know. But I feel like along the way, somewhere when I was young, I had to learn things the hard way. A lot of times, I had to get the hard way. And a lot of times, I had to cry by myself. I told you about my mother. Sometimes she didn't understand to cry by myself. And I had to put myself up. So I learned laughter was my best medicine. That's why when I come in the Chapel's Corner, I put a spin on it. It's not to be evil. It's not to be anything. It's like comedians. They sometimes talk about things that's like, oh, we all got our ass beat. But the way they talk about getting your ass beat is kind of like we could all relate. It's, you know, it's true. It's funny because it's true. You know, it's funny because it's true. Ah, we can get it. You know, we have to be that society. You see how Lizzo's coming out and she's saying, these people fat shaming me and I don't like that and it's bothering me. She have a right to say that because then we could be like, Lizzo, who the fuck out there? I'll pop them in the face. Okay, this is time you should say to anybody sometimes or to people or somewhere, even if it's on a platform. Sometimes a platform is better than everyday people. And I'll give you another point about that in a second about my Uber driver. Hell, I'll give it down because I'm the type of bitch that be like, I'm about to do that in 2 seconds when I come back from the break. And a bitch forgets because she got a lot going on. So I'm saying now. My Uber driver, one day I just said, look, I don't want to fucking drive. I'm just going to Uber to Michael's, Arts and Craft. Is it Michael's? Is that what it's called? And I went to pick up some things, like some drawers to pick up, like, you know, things I do for my nails. I want some cubicle things for that. I want some arts and craftsy things. So I went there in person. I used to order online. But I said, I don't want to drive. I don't do shit. I'm just going to Uber. I just want to take a break just to go out. So I did that. And then on the way back home, long story short, I was talking to the Uber driver who was very pleasant, very nice. You know, sometimes in your everyday life, that's who I try to be. That person, even in your ear right now, this podcast, is just, can I give you a joke? Can I just take your mind off things? Escape with me. Come here. Let's all vicariously live through me. Blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. You know, and I also, at times, vicariously live through people. You know, this is life. Sometimes you got to detach and go whatever. Okay. And I got in the car with him. And I was telling him, you know, you're just so pleasant and all this. And he just said, you know, sometimes in life, you'll find. And I was just talking to him. He's like, I find like you find, like he could relate with me that sometimes in life you just got to talk to a stranger. It's so much easier sometimes to talk to strangers. I don't give a fuck if you think you know me, bitch, hater. Hi, hope all is well with you on my life. I do. I'm not that person. I don't care if I call you a hater or a bitch. That's how I talk. That doesn't mean I hate you. You know I ain't nothing threat to you. I'm just telling, Chopper's Corner, I got people infiltrating on the podcast that don't like me, but I swear they're subscribed. I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm a Chopper's Corner, I'm telling you the truth. So I'm talking to them too, okay? But at the end of the day, you know, when it comes back to this thing of, you know, fuck me. Every time I fucking turn around, because my... Well, bottom line, and long story short, because I got to get back to my life soon, about the other night, my mother is still my mother. She's always going to be my mother. No matter what I said the other night, I hope you all noticed that the tone I took was never that I hate her so much that I was more than anything hurt. But she's my mother. Okay, so since that time, my mother and my boyfriend have both been super nice to me, like overly nice. Don't know if it's a guilt thing or I don't know. But I'm also the type of person, like, when I'm upset but really hurt more, I stop talking. So the way I talk and express, I stop. And my silence actually hurts my loved ones more than my talking does, even though they swear my talking and nagging and stuff is more annoying. When I stop talking, it's actually when they get more concerned. I do not stop talking to get attention. Usually it's with time where I just feel like I'm checking out. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking out. Y'all listen to me anyway. I always felt that way. That's why I have Chopper's Corner. Like, F y'all. You know? And I'm going over here. So my mother's trying to be cooking all this. And so we haven't talked about it. You know, that's the other thing my mother's all the time. We don't talk about it. I don't care to talk about it because it was what it was, you know. But at the same time, I feel like she feels a guilt. Like a guilt about it. But she, I don't know if it's the culture, our culture, Haitian culture, whatever, pride. But she, and I'm not asking for forgiveness. And I'm not the type of child to run out and be like, oh, you a bitch, you did. Child, I'm too old. I got my own son now. Child, I was thinking about everything my son could possibly do to me, including what I supposedly did to my mother that I didn't, if you listen to the episode. You know what I'm saying? And I said, even if my child, worst case scenario, is your child rise up and slaughter you. And most people be like, oh, you know, and I said in a previous episode, I said, listen, if I could defend myself, I would defend myself. But if it gets to the point, I'm a criminal justice major. I've seen documentaries. I've seen cases where the parent was passing away and literally said, I forgive you, because they understood their child was being taken over by the world, the thoughts of this world, peer pressure, things of this nature, and would later on regret this. So they had to just give it up for them, because they knew later on this was gonna kill them. When you finally check back in, mentally disturbed or not, this not gonna help you. You know, people hear about this, you go to jail. You go to jail for certain shit, they're violating you, bro. You can't go to jail for touching children. You can't go to jail for raping women. You cannot go to jail for elderly people. You cannot go to jail, most of all, for things of the nature of what I just discussed. Because brother's going to violate you the hell out, okay, at the end of the day. So that's why I have Chopper's Corner. But being nice, my mother and my significant other as well, you know, because they know when I stop talking, it's a problem. I had every ex I ever had, when I yell, and then when I get to the point I feel like, y'all not fucking listening, this y'all ain't doing shit, y'all don't care, what am I doing this for, there's a part of me that's just be like, let me retract and just retreat and just recoup and think better, grow better, what I'm doing, what, let me evaluate. Once I get to that moment, I'm talking, everyone say, mama, you're quiet, when I tell them I'm quiet, when I tell when I get quiet, what, when a Sagittarius, and I've been seeing memes, these, you know, they come up for every Sag, but every sign, But when I see certain memes come up and they be like, oh, when the Sagittarius go, I'm like, yo, that's so true. When I'm not talking, you see a person I used to talk all the time, you thought it was annoying or whatever, when I ain't saying nothing? Why when I ain't saying nothing? And that's not because I'm going to hurt myself or somebody else's, when I'm not saying nothing, you know? And that always bothers them. Did I do it to get their attention? Hell no, I did it because I wasn't fucking with them. I got them, it wasn't right. Where I'm at now? Where I'm at now is this. I'm over it because I know that what they saw was not what it was. You know what I'm saying? And I know for a fact that there's something in them that knows that they might have overreacted. You know? I'm not killing with the kindness. I'm just being the person who I was. And I think that everybody reacted at the moment. Well, my boyfriend didn't call. My mother did. Based on what it was. Going back to her being in healthcare. I guess in healthcare. I know for a fact because I seen it with my own my cousin who I mentioned in that episode who was... who suffers from mental disabilities and certain disorders. And I know for a fact that there are trained in the hospital to, after a while, certain during with certain people, if you just keep getting erratic, security, five-point tie-down. Five-point tie-down is neck and your four limbs, the two arms and the two legs. Five-point tie-down. You know what I'm saying? Like, they after a while, they but so much time. Motherfuckers got what you carrying the fuck on. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Oh, you ain't settling down? They're going to do whatever. So I said, oh, I feel like my mother might have treated me like a patient. You see? Because why would you... I said, and it came fast. You know, the way they came fast in NYC, they only come fast depending on what you said on that phone. I'm a criminal. Do not chop a squad. I don't give a fuck. You hear me talk? Because it's my world. When I'm out there, when I'm at work, you should hear me talk out there. They would never even know. And that's not even to say I'm trying to defraud anybody. But don't ever try to play me. You know, people try to play me because they don't see me thinking I am too smart for the bullshit. Okay? That's why I ain't going outside. Now, to this day, I'm not going to say my mother did that because she's my mother. She's my mother. But then she's my mother. I swear, somehow along the way with parents and children, some kind of Stockholm with some people, with their parents and children. But she's my mother. Even if this was one thing, wrong thing that she did. In my eyes, what about the million thousands of things that she did for me that was right? What about all the times I messed up as a child, just trying to get to the adult that I was today, where she had to stand by me? I could tell you a thousand secrets that my mother could have kept in mind, especially in the Haitian culture or the Caribbean culture where they always tell the other people so they could come and whole family could have a field day on your ass, you know? I could never hate my mother for what... I said that she was dead to me at that time because that's how I felt. It was so real. I was so in the moment. It was like not even 24 fucking hours. It was like... rah! You know? But she's my mother. She is my mother. She is my ride or die. She is the one that's been there for me since the beginning of birth, bro. Longer than anybody. You know? I once heard my friend's mother said... she described the mother and child relationship almost like a marriage. For better or worse. Sickness and health. So death does part, you know, richer or poor. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be right here. You know what I'm saying? So how could I possibly put my mother on the line of someone as ops or enemy or whatever when she, come on, she could never be, you know? And that's the thing I want to present too. You could be mad, you could be angry. But one thing I know for a fact in that episode, you ain't going, you can never say, can nobody ever fix their mouth to say, Chapo said her mother's a bitch, but fuck my mom. Fuck, I was angry. But as far as like, I was more hurt. You understand? Yeah, because I told you all at the end of the day in the episode I did about thank God for your caregivers. Yeah, you know, even now, I don't know. I know she'll call police. You know, I'm be honest with you. But at the end of the day, she's my mother. She is my mother. You know what I'm saying? And I'm her daughter. I don't know where the discrepancy or the I would say discord, because we're cordial. We don't have no beef. I swear, if there's mother-daughter strife, which is real, yeah. More when I was a teenager, you know? I would have thought at this point, my mother don't... if she need to go to the bank, she need to supermarket me. And I'm not saying that to put clout on me. Chapo's Corner, humbly, I'm saying this to you. What you got to lift her finger for? You need groceries? What you need a new bra? What you need to lift her finger for? So at that point, for her to see me as an enemy or for us not to be able to get it going, it was hurtful. But at the end of the day, when it comes to family problems and family things... they still, you have got to, one thing, especially with my beliefs, my faith, because I don't have a religion. I believe religion separates the people, but I do believe in one true God, one true living God, okay? I do believe in the word of God, and I do believe that things were taken from me. And I don't mean to impose my feelings on anybody, but again, this is my space, okay?
And one thing for sure, and two, I'm not going to hell for nobody. Okay, you see me? Whoever did whatever they did to me, whoever did whatever they did, I'm not going to hell for nobody. You know, and I would never hate my mother enough to want to need to go to hell for her or try to repent for my hate for her to not want to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? But it's just not worth it at the end of the day. You know, we all do messed up things. I could imagine all the things I had to put my mother through as a child. You know what I'm saying? But she still loved me through it all, you know? And that's what it is. So at the end of the day, moving forward, even my significant other, super nice. Mind my business, trying to explain to me why it was, how he did different things, you know? I'm still watching you too, you know? That's the thing. I'm still watching. I don't care how much I forgive or whatever. I'm still watching. I'd be a dummy not to, you know, my mother could never be a super threat. But at the same time, a bitch know if she gonna have even an outburst at this age. My mother used to be the one that could understand it, and she got me. Maybe we didn't talk about all the problems, but I used to think that she understood my passion and my opinions and sometimes my rage. It was very surprising at that time. She didn't understand it. She didn't get it. But that's it. Now, on that note, I think it's very early. I just wanted to say that, you know, and you just got to count your blessings. Everything is still good. Everything is still great. And this few days, I've just been taking time to just pretty much do things around my house because fall is coming. It's a lot of fall cleaning that I'm trying to do that I need to do, you know, because I'm excited, you know, and back to school cometh. There's a lot of great sales. Labor Day cometh, a lot of great sales. So I've just been doing that kind of thing and just kind of retail therapy, bitch. Long story short, I've been retail therapying. I feel better. Every time I turn around, ding, ding, knock, knock. Amazon Prime. Y'all, I love you, okay? Yvonne, Reagan, my booze, Chapo's Corner. Always, forever, I love you. See you all next time here. Chapo's Corner.